May the Lord Jesus give you his peace. We celebrate the memorial of St. Augustine, the great bishop of Hippo, and his life, and just kind of using an overarching theme from the first reading to look at his life. It comes to us from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and it's this: "And by him, by God the Father, you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." Actually, perhaps a better translation is, "By God you were called unto the fellowship of Jesus Christ, our Lord," because Jesus Christ has become for us a life-giving spirit. Jesus Christ has become for us this point of communion. That's why he himself calls himself an advocate, as the Holy Spirit is advocate. And so looking at this mystery, which if we want to frame in this of what we've been called to in the life of St. Augustine, the first reading gives us a good start in terms of how to affect this fellowship, how to become, or how to enter into the koinonia, the communion, which is Jesus. And that has everything to do with the cross and has everything to do with that mystery of the cross in our lives. And so a couple of good prepositions that can frame this for us are being from and being for. And the first reading gets at the being from. And St. Paul gives thanks to my God, always on your account, for the graces that they've received. St. Augustine gives us a profound theology of grace. St. Augustine, we should realize, the saints preach for centuries. And he was born in 354. And he is the most cited of all the fathers, of all the saints, in the catechism today. And his name is all over the documents of Vatican II. And so we get kind of a perspective of the influence of this, and consequently the great struggle that he endured early on in his life. But his theology of grace, very profound, basically the sheer gratuitousness of grace, which extends all the way to the predestination of Jesus and also the predestination of Mother Mary. There's a wonderful book we have in our library called Mary and the Fathers of the Church, and a nice section in there by Father Gambaro, how he says that St. Augustine, again, preaching throughout the centuries, really kind of prefigured some of the teachings of Vatican II. For example, he uses the word that Mother Mary is a super eminent member of the Church. And Lumen Gentium, the document of Vatican II, picks that up, and without citing him, but she's a preeminent member of the Church. But nevertheless, looking at this and how to enter into the koinonia, the communio, which is Jesus, of being from. And consequently, what we do is, the springboard for this is thanksgiving, right? And thanksgiving of what we've been given. And this is one of the pivotal moments in the life of St. Augustine, was toli et legi, take and read. And this is something we all must appropriate for ourselves every day. Take and read the book of my life. Take and read that which has been given to me as something very, very sacred and precious. A limited time offer of being in this world. And consequently, our vision must be ordered towards that end. And St. Augustine, and all the many writings, voluminous writings of St. Augustine, there's one that's taken from his Confessions for the Office of Readings, about how encountering now within himself, entering within himself after having plunged into all of God's lovely creatures, and consequently not being happy, not experiencing that which he knew that he was created for. And that's a very important point, because in the opening collect we pray for this thirst for true wisdom. And we are made in the image and likeness of God. And this is another, of course, very famous saying of St. Augustine: our hearts are restless until they rest in you. And part of that becoming the communion of Jesus is a death to a lot of those finite things that can never satiate the infinite thirst that we have for God and the infinite hunger that we also have for God. Those thirst and hunger are two elements of Scripture that show us how we image God in the intellect. We thirst which can only be satiated by a supernatural light, which is what St. Augustine will talk about in the reading of encountering this light within him, which he says is not like oil above water, and yet it's above me because I came from it. It created me. And that's a from that we want to get very used to. And that requires an interiorization. In other words, the from and the for are always very much related. And if we think that we're for the goods of this world, we'll be outside of the house, so to speak, and the thief will come upon us in the night, and we won't have been watching because we won't have even been aware of the goods that are inside the house. Speaking now of the goods of the heart, the goods of the interior, grace. And so those things, we must enter in to encounter that, and consequently we must die to those things that are not that, and which is all creatures. Anything finite we will be frustrated by. And that's good, and that's very good, because it will cause us to seek for true wisdom and thirst for that true wisdom. A second element of how we image God is a hunger. And St. Augustine in his reading moves from these two things, and he'll talk about how in this encountering of God's light that I sought now a way to gain the strength which I needed to enjoy you, and I did not find it until I found the mediator between God and man. He was offering the food which I lacked the strength to take, the food he had mingled with our flesh, for the Word became flesh, that your wisdom by which you created all things might provide milk for us children. And the Lord speaking to him, saying, I will feed you with this food, and you won't make me into yourself, but I will make you into me, the Lord God says to St. Augustine. And that's the Holy Eucharist. And there's a hunger that we have to cultivate, right? I mean, we as the church have come forth from the pure side of Jesus. We've come forth from that. And we are going to the Father through that. So there's a from and for, of course, right at the epicenter of all history with Jesus crucified. That's why you have this collection of, really an ecclesial redditor's return at the cross. The first woman is mentioned as the mother of Jesus and the mother's sister. And that mother's sister is used one other place in Scripture in that combination mother-sister, and I believe one of the letters of St. John, as for the church, associated with the church. So we see ecclesial gathering around. And so that's the from, and we want to be thankful for that and take and read the book of our lives. The second thing that we want to do is the for, and that's the gospel reading today about being watchful, because we have been stewards of the gifts that we've been given, and we can take a look at our temporal stuff, but the goods that we've been given on the supernatural level is another book that we want to take and read, because that which we've been given, the talents, so to speak, is that which we will be accountable for. So the four is the Master is coming, and this limited time offer of our lives will, it is certain, draw to a close, and probably much sooner than we will expect, right? So we must be watchful, and that's the four. In other words, we have to be inside the house in order, at least the vision in terms of the interior, to be vigilant. Because if we are not watchful, St. Hilary says, in one sense, this thief that comes is the devil. It's Beelzebul who will steal the goods of the soul, will basically lose grace. But of course, our Lord himself makes the comparison as coming upon the soul as a thief in the night, which is taken up in the book of the Apocalypse 3, the letter to the Church of Sardis, of how we must be vigilant and remember. And part of that remembering is this position of being thankful and also that which we are destined for. And so this is a meditation that is salutary every day, that this could be my last day. Waking up in the morning, clothing oneself in the habit, this could be it. We're hearing the tape on preparation for martyrdom. A very good disposition to have. Because every day there will be a white martyrdom. Every day there will be the wisdom of the cross. And let it be wisdom. Let it be something that will nourish us. Let it be something that will be life-giving, predicated upon our yes to it. So this, in one sense, is a koinonia. This one sense is a communio, as St. Augustine has illustrated, with one of the most profound deaths to creatures in all of Christendom. A profound, profound death to creatures because a profound entering into the finitude of creatures and a profound frustration with that. And consequently, being poured out upon all the church for all ages, the wisdom of God.